Hi, I'm Christine Wurtzen. I'm passionate about showcasing the beauty of the gospel and bringing to light the powerful implications of new birth in Christ. So I hope you'll join me for the next 2 minutes. You're listening to Daughters of Promise. Satan is never original. He can't create anything. He takes what was God's, twists it, perverts it, and calls it his. In light of that, why would Christians believe that meditation is synonymous with the New Age? It is not. It originated with God, and it is his concept. Satan hijacked it. Think of the verse in Deuteronomy, "You will lay up these words of mine in your hearts and in your soul. You will teach them to your children, talking about them when you are sitting in your house, when you are walking by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." Well, meditation was clearly supposed to be a way of life. If I'm out for a walk, having lunch with a friend, sitting at my desk working, or straightening up my family room, thoughts of Scripture coexist alongside my life. Meditation is not the same as Bible study or reading through the Bible in a year. It involves a couple of verses at a time. The Hebrew word for meditate is haga, which means to savor something slowly. So what do I do with the Word of God? I chew on it slowly. I engage with the taste before swallowing it, because it rewires the way that I think, aligns my feelings, and changes me into someone who thinks, feels, and acts like Jesus. For 3 years, in the late 90s, I began to engage in biblical meditation alongside Bible study. And on this, Daughters of Promise was born. I'm Christine Wurtzen. Thanks for listening.